grudges and God's people. Leviticus 19:18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. First, God tells his people, thou shalt not avenge. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord, I will repay. God is the one who avenges his own elect, day and night when they cry unto him. It takes faith to believe that God will settle the accounts in the end. So we must first look to the promise of God as his children and not seek to avenge ourselves when we are wronged by anyone, but especially they that are of the household of faith. Too many of God's people seek to avenge themselves. We lack the power of God today, and one reason is the bitter spirit that fills the hearts of God's people. And I say to you that bitter spirit stems from a lack of devotion and a lack of faith in the Lord. If you and I have faith in the Lord, then we believe God will settle the accounts when we are grievously wronged. He will settle it at the judgment seats when all the accounts are in. I know personally there have been times when I was wronged so greatly and hurt so badly by those I trusted and served the Lord with. But the Lord told me, no, do not go war and fight with them. Let it go. The hardest thing you will do is let it go and exercise faith in the Lord. It is faith not to seek vengeance. One man put it this way, for vengeance is mine, and I will repay. Rest not God's sword, therefore, out of his hand. Sit not down in his seat, nor make thyself a god, for fear of the end. So then we are not to seek revenge on the person that does us wrong or ill. Dear Christian, understand, it is easy for us to be Christians when others love us and are kind to us. It is hard to be one when they are mean and despitefully use us and slander us, like the talebearer in the above verses that we read yesterday. But God goes a step further with his children. You are told not to avenge yourselves. Secondly, you are told not to bear a grudge, or like we say, hold a grudge. You may say, I will forgive, but I will not forget. Well, then you disobey the second of the command, and that is not to hold a grudge against someone. John Gill called that, he said, the injury done. Take no notice of it, nor lay it up in the mind and memory, but forget it. Don't keep it, or retain enmity. Don't hold on to it, but let it go. There is such freedom in not holding that which God hath made us free by grace to let go of. John Trapp said it this way, but we must neither revenge nor remember. We must not throw away the dagger and keep the sheath, but both forgive and forget. If we do not forgive and seek to forget the personal wrong that was done us, it will produce anger in the heart and turn to bitterness and spring up and defile many. So then we are told to forget it. In the verses preceding this one, we are told about the talebearer and the wrongs done to us by the talebearer, and that we are to rebuke the talebearer, the one that was wrong. But if that does not work, we're not to avenge ourselves and hold a grudge against them. See the order here. Notice the verse here. We'll read the verse here. He says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Then he says in the next verse, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart, and thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. So he says, this is how you deal with the talebearer. You rebuke him. You don't tell tales, and you don't listen to tales that are told. Then he says, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. In these verses preceding, we see what happens to the talebearer and the effects of it and what we are to do. Not only are we told not to avenge, not to hold a grudge in our hearts against those people, we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. So then we must love them. When Jesus was on the mount, he said this, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.